Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. Short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor, and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on with the show.
Nitric oxide is a super cool subject. It is most classically known for increasing blood flow and oxygenation, which is why it's so heavily used as a athletic performance or, you know, kind of weight loss metabolic support or the erectile dysfunction. That's one of the more classically known mechanisms, of course, with the Viagra and Cialis and erectile dysfunction. Nitric oxide is deeply implicated in nerve perception and sensation in that area of our body, in the lubrication, the stimulation and arousal response. Nitric oxide signaling really impacts just about everything about our health, including neurodevelopment and neuroplasticity and how our brain is like rewiring itself and growing new brain cells or bone formation and turnover or the immune response, regulating inflammation, oxidative stress.
If you haven't done so already, especially if you're newly diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if your most recent bone density scan still showed more bone loss, go ahead and pause this episode and head over to bonecoach.com to sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart guide. That's going to give you everything you need step by step by step over the next 7 days to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. You won't want to miss that. So pause this right now. Head over to bonecoach.com and I'll be here as soon as you get back. Welcome, welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore nitric oxide, bone health, and its other health benefits is Brendan Vermeier. Brendan is a mental and metabolic health researcher, functional medicine educator, writer, and speaker. He is a board certified holistic health practitioner, master nutrition coach, master personal trainer, USAW sports performance coach, and CrossFit trainer. He began his career as a personal trainer and nutrition coach at the age of 18 after disappointingly being medically discharged from the United States Navy SEAL training pipeline due to an injury. After being exposed to the power of functional lab testing in the start of his career, he began intensely pursuing that as a career path, which has led him to be widely regarded as one of the top leading experts in metabolic health and functional education. He is the proud owner and founder of the Metabolic Solutions Institute for Functional Health and Fitness Practitioners, and the creator of the Functional Mental Health Practitioner Certificate course. He is also the founder of the Metabolic Solutions Research and Education Foundation, a not-for-profit foundation dedicated to changing the way the world views mental health through advancing the science of mental health dysfunction. He's also the creator of the Mental MAP, a cutting-edge lab panel for mental health, and the Neuroceuticals supplement line. When he's not educating doctors, practitioners, professionals, helping clients overcome their most severe health struggles, or producing cutting-edge scientific education, Brendan enjoys all things fitness and is probably working out. He also enjoys anything in nature and any activities that expand his heart, mind, and soul. I'm right there with you, Brendan, on a lot of those things. So it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I'm really excited to talk to you. I think we have a lot in common, kind of cut from the same cloth. So I think this will be a really fulfilling conversation for us and hopefully your audience as well.
I think so too. Let's start a little bit with your journey, if you don't mind sharing. How did you get into health and fitness, and what really drove you to move in the direction of functional medicine?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously a very long backstory. I reflect on my journey constantly and it just keeps going. And it's been such a beautiful, expansive, and arduous journey, because at a young age, I really got hooked on fitness where, you know, I didn't necessarily feel like I was the most gifted or talented or special or any kind, But even in elementary school, I recognize like fitness is something I have control over. This is something that's a matter of discipline and willpower and tenacity and work ethic. So it attracted me, you know, at a very young age. And I was always very kind of athletic focused. I grew up doing combat sports, like martial arts was my first real love, real passion. Wrestled all through high school, Krav Maga, MMA. I did all of that and lived and breathed it. And that's, you know, that sort of like tough guy, martial way, the warrior kind of stuff. That's what propelled me, you know, into that Navy SEAL aspiration. And as you read in my bio, I was medically discharged because they found I had this pre-existing injury, or they deemed it pre-existing. And as you know, with the military, it's not their problem, not their liability. So that was when I was literally 18, fresh out of high school. I'm like, well, now what? And I did spend about a year trying to get back into the military, getting back into spec ops. But you know how it is, where it's hard enough to get in the first time. But when you just got medically discharged and you have to do all the medical waivers and recruiters don't care, you're just another number. So it was during that time, you know, I was like, I just want to be a young person. I want to have fun. You know, leaning into the fitness of, instead of like getting punched in the face, let me start just doing bodybuilding because I just want muscles and, you know, all the things that a young teenage man might be thinking about in that stage of life. And because I trained so much, you know, the amount of physical training that I did leading up to the Navy SEAL thing, I mean, I was a machine. And so I needed to channel that. And so becoming a fitness nutrition professional, it was a very organic segue. I practically lived at the gym. The PT manager was like, hey, kid, get certified. We'll give you a shot. Because it was either that or go to college. And the college kid lifestyle just didn't resonate with me. But once I went through my first personal training certification, nutrition coaching certification, I honestly just fell in love with the science of human health, human fitness, metabolic optimization. And I really love serving people. I love making people feel heard and seen and empowered. So that was the start. But even as a young health and fitness professional, I was really struggling a lot with my mental health. And there's this whole really, really tragic thing that I went through that included, you know, a suicide attempt and then being in this toxic relationship who she ended up taking her own life years later, like this whole thing. And it was really through trying to navigate my own mental health struggles and trying to save her, to be honest, that's what steered me into root cause medicine. I was kind of already on the path, but because nobody could figure out what was wrong with her, and I was kind of the health, fitness, science guy, I was taking it upon myself to try to save her. So that's what got me into looking at root cause medicine. And even though, you know, we separated and I ended up losing her and all of that, I still went on to pursue this career. And so now functional medicine for mental health is kind of my whole existence. But I also have the pleasure of getting to be the director of clinical education for Berkeley and doing this nitric oxide stuff. So it's a beautiful journey. You never know how life is gonna unfold.
I would agree with that. And thanks for sharing your story as well. And let's talk about nitric oxide. Yeah. What is nitric oxide?
Yeah. Nitric oxide is a super cool subject, right? And as we were talking about off air, I mean, this is a sort of miracle molecule that has long been embraced in the health and fitness arena as, you know, a supplement or supplements to promote nitric oxide, which is classically known as, you know, this vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels, expands the blood vessels, allows those smooth muscles to relax for better blood flow. So, you know, in the fitness and health optimization space, the narrative around nitric oxide is, you know, train longer, train harder, recover faster by promoting better blood flow, oxygenation, nutrient delivery, waste transportation, immune cells, getting everything in the body to where it needs to go, right? And the discovery of nitric oxide as a signaling molecule in the cardiometabolic system is considered one of the greatest accomplishments in cardiovascular medicine and in modern medicine, so much so that it won the Nobel Prize in Physiology in 1998. So in a lot of ways, you know, nitric oxide is not only this kind of pleiotropic, multifaceted signaling molecule within humans, but really a lot of life forms, you know, plants and animals and microbes. Even there's theories about how nitric oxide within the atmosphere helped biology get its footing on Earth. So I kind of like to refer to it as like the molecule of life, but it's an amazingly powerful molecule made in all of our bodies all the time. So we have to support healthy nitric oxide signaling.
And so you mentioned a couple of different, it's been primarily in the health and fitness arenas.
Yeah.
I know also for sexual performance, that's one area that of focus. What are the other bodily functions areas that nitric oxide impacts?
Yeah, that's where it gets really, really fun. It touches almost every aspect of our physiology, which blows my mind. To your point, it is most classically known for increasing blood flow and oxygenation, which is why it's so heavily used as a athletic performance or, you know, kind of weight loss, metabolic support, or the erectile dysfunction. That's one of the more classically known mechanisms, of course, with the Viagra and Cialis and erectile dysfunction. And I want to make a point, not only for men, but also women. There's a lot of women that have sexual dysfunction as well. Nitric oxide is deeply implicated in nerve perception and sensation in that area of our body, in the lubrication, the stimulation and arousal response. But even as we'll get into throughout this conversation, nitric oxide signaling really impacts just about everything about our health, including neurodevelopment and neuroplasticity and how our brain is like rewiring itself and growing new brain cells or bone formation and turnover or the immune response, regulating inflammation, oxidative stress. There's so many aspects of our health that are directly or indirectly affected by nitric oxide balance, which makes it such a powerful subject that in my eyes has infinite clinical application.
And how is this produced in the body? How is nitric oxide made in the body?
Mm-hmm. So nitric oxide, we have to have adequate levels of nitric oxide signaling all day, every day in all tissues of the body. Now, nitric oxide has a half-life of like 3 milliseconds. It's a gas. It's a diatomic molecule. It's just oxygen, nitrogen, covalently bonded. So because it's so transient, you know, it has to be created and it has its signaling effect in whatever local tissue of the body, but then it's going to immediately get oxidized and it's kind of like gone like the wind, if you will. So this is why we actually have two primary ways of making nitric oxide. The more classically well-known way to make nitric oxide is this endogenous pathway where we have this specific enzyme known as nitric oxide synthase. There's actually three different forms of it, depending on what tissues we need that miracle molecule. But that nitric oxide synthase takes L-arginine as an amino acid and uses a bunch of different cofactors to basically produce this nitric oxide molecule. Now, for a long time, we, as in, you know, the scientific research community, we thought that's it. That's the one and only way for nitric oxide to be made in the body. But in the past 10 to 15 years, more research has emerged and actually shows there's a secondary pathway known as the nitrate pathway. And as this body of research is starting to expand, it's looking like actually this seems to be our primary way of making nitric oxide, and it has this sort of primordial origin. And it's actually a pretty beautiful like biological story, because nitrate, or NO3 minus, whereas nitric oxide is just NO, nitrate is a dietary nutrient, and we really have to think of it as an essential nutrient in my opinion. And it's primarily coming from our dark green leafy things. And it makes a lot of sense from like an evolutionary biology perspective of, you know, humans as they're evolving, we're eating plants, we're eating animals, all the above. And so we actually consume that dietary nitrate from, you know, the beets and the bok choy and the spinach and the kale and the arugula. So all those dark green leafy things that we're always told to eat, those are our primary source of dietary nitrate. And we can actually reduce that nitrate to nitrite and then nitric oxide. And this seems to actually be the superior pathway, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong with that other enzymatic pathway.
And what are the things that are going to decrease that nitric oxide availability?
So as we age, we do naturally go through a decline in nitric oxide production and our endothelial function related to our vascular health, right? Of course, we know cardiovascular disease being the number one leading cause of death in America for all Americans, or cerebrovascular disease being within the top 10. We see a lot of literature coming out on cardiovascular risk in postmenopausal women, because as women are losing their estrogen levels, which is obviously needed for healthy bones as well, but that estrogen also keeps our nitric oxide strong in the endothelium, in the vasculature. So part of this, though, is that nitric oxide decline is sped up by inflammation and oxidative stress, aka chronic disease, right? So I always like to make this important point because a lot of times the focus is, well, by the time you're 40, you have like 50% nitric oxide bioavailability and production, but that's under like normal physiological conditions. And with the American population, we're not talking about normal physiological conditions. We're talking about the chronic disease epidemic. We see children less than the age of 10 that have chronic inflammatory disorders, whether it's diabetes and hypertension and obesity and fatty liver, and the list goes on. So anybody with a chronic disease likely has nitric oxide dysregulation, where because they have more inflammation, more oxidative stress, this dysregulates that NOS enzyme. And instead of producing nitric oxide, that L-arginine NOS pathway starts producing this superoxide radical that actually is like fuel to the fire. It makes the oxidative stress and inflammation worse, which is why at Berkeley Life, we're really leveraging that more ancient primordial nitrate pathway, because we can circumvent that dysfunction, which is why I don't recommend L-arginine-based products for anybody over the age of 40 or anybody with a chronic inflammatory condition, which unfortunately is the majority of the population.
Interesting. And let's talk about specifically for nitric oxide and its impacts on bone health as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, you know, that one, what makes nitric oxide such a fun thing for me to be working with in Berkeley, it's taking me into areas of medicine and clinical research that I probably never would have otherwise, you know, like gone into or gone digging into. For example, I was on a podcast recently that was with an MD that she specializes all in sexual health, right? And sexual health isn't necessarily my area of expertise, but I like to think I know a thing or two about nitric oxide, but it weaves into all of this. So actually, in preparation for this podcast, I was like, I'm sure there is a connection. Let me go digging into it. And sure enough, it turns out nitric oxide actually stimulates not only osteoblasts formation, but also stimulating the activity of the osteoblasts and stimulating the regulation of bone remodeling. And of course, all the while, it's enhancing blood flow to the bone tissue. So that way we can deliver, you know, the vitamin D3 and K2 and calcium and phosphorus, everything we need to build the healthy bone. So believe it or not, that signaling molecule is actually very much interwoven with bone cell creation, maturation, and activity to help keep strong bones throughout our lifetime.
So if we want to be optimizing these nitric oxide levels, I think it's pretty clear that it's important.
Yep.
What are some of the functional ways that we can improve this nitric oxide status?
Yeah, great question. And in a very, especially with my background, just like you, of health coaching, fitness, nutrition, lifestyle as medicine, right? You know, as much as I love, you know, pharmaceutical science is cool and nutraceuticals, but ultimately, what are the foundations of a healthy lifestyle that enhance every pathway in our body, not only nitric oxide, but everything else? Because when we're talking about how do we increase nitric oxide activity in the body, the fastest ways, moving your body. Ideally exercise, but doesn't necessarily have to be some hard workout. Literally just moving your body will stimulate nitric oxide creation and biosynthesis. And light exposure is a huge one. You know, sunlight, ideally. And of course, these days with all the biohacking, we have to also acknowledge, you know, the infrared light or UV, but ideally sunlight, ideally movement, nasal breathing as opposed to mouth breathing. So we actually have more receptors in the nasal cavity, which allows us to stimulate more nitric oxide production through nasal breathing, making, you know, somatic breath work, or I'm a big yogi, so that Ujjayi pranayama breath work that we do. So there's so many ways. And then of course, nutrition, where we're actually providing the substrate, you know, the building blocks, the actual ingredients needed to make that miracle molecule. So we have to kind of be thinking from the two sides of it, of give the body the material it needs and give it the input signals, the stimuli to necessitate the production of it.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. And now I know what we didn't really talk about was you're the director of clinical education for Berkeley Life. too. And Berkeley Life focuses on nitric oxide supplement, basically, to help you increase nitric oxide levels. Can you talk a little bit about Berkeley Life and that connection between the two?
Yeah, you know, it was fun because my dear friend and now respected boss, Dr. Nicole Birkins, you know, she's the CEO at Berkeley Life. She and I have been good friends for a long time. And so she was recruited over to help take Berkeley Life to a whole new level. So I wasn't familiar with the company. I've been deeply familiar with nitric oxide for literally my whole career, but I wasn't familiar with this company. But it really fascinated me to learn that they started the company with these salivary nitrite test strips, which to me is cool. I'm a huge lab testing guy. I'm all about using objective, reliable data to illuminate the path to healing, because otherwise it can get really nebulous and blurry really quick. So the fact that they were really bringing this, you know, new testing technology with nitrite salivary test strips, and then they did build, and we are now expanding our suite of nutraceutical supplements to enhance the nitric oxide, right? So I was really attracted to the concept. And it's actually really cool because these salivary nitrite test strips are arguably the best way to assess for nitric oxide status in the body. You know, because it's a gas with a very, very short half-life, you can't really measure nitric oxide directly. There's not any direct biomarker that you can measure in the blood of nitric oxide. So you have to use, you know, surrogate markers and proxy markers. But what's really cool is with that nitrate pathway, you know, we ingest the dietary nitrate, whether it's from, you know, a supplement like the Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Foundation product that supplies dietary nitrate in a capsule, or if you eat, you know, a big green leafy salad. But essentially, you're going to, you know, digest, absorb those nitrates, and a lot of it will get circulated to the salivary gland. And we actually store about 10 times the concentration of nitrate in the salivary gland compared to the blood, making the saliva actually the most, you know, nitrate rich thing that we can be measuring. And so then what happens is when the saliva is interjected into the oral cavity from the salivary gland, that nitrate rich saliva interacts with the oral microbiota, you know, the garden of life, the microbes that live in your mouth. And some of that nitrate will be reduced into nitrite by one reduction reaction. And that's what we're measuring on the test strip. So it's really cool where our total nitric oxide system that we have, we're testing salivary nitrite as a surrogate marker for nitric oxide status. We're supplementing with dietary nitrate, and this is all to promote healthy nitric oxide signaling. And the idea, kind of like an amino acid pool, right? If you're not consuming enough protein, you don't have enough amino acids in your body to pull from that amino acid pool to make whatever enzymes or proteins or muscle or collagen or whatever your body needs to create. Kind of the same idea with the nitrates. We have to have this rich nitrate reservoir or pool that we can dip into whenever we need to produce that nitric oxide signaling molecule. So essentially the whole point of the strips and the foundation is keeping that pool full all the time so we can dip into it and make nitric oxide on demand.
And this does work. Of course it works because the whole company built around that. And I know Nicole, I met Nicole at a conference where there were just, you know, a couple hundred practitioners at, and there was a breathwork session that we were doing that morning. And we did a test where there was a test where half the people walking into the breathwork session would take the nitric oxide capsules in the strip. And we did a test before, and the other half, they just did the test, but they didn't actually take the capsules. Mm-hmm. And you know, the people that actually took the nitric oxide capsules actually had the higher increase in nitric oxide level as measured by the test strip. So I went through that process. I used the test strip on myself and I'm like, wow, that's a pretty significant difference. And I saw Nicole there and I was like, hey, let's take a picture together. And I have a picture with Nicole with my strips, how effective it was at helping raise and boost those levels. So really neat to see that, testing the before and the after of actually taking this.
Yeah, there's, you know, as I know, you know, and you can appreciate, and any coach practitioner, positive clinical outcomes or health coaching outcomes, it's all about behavior modification. And behavior modification is all about being compliant, right? And in order to effectively induce lasting, sustainable habit development and behavior modification, we have to give the client, the patient, essentially their neurolimbic system, we have to prove to this primordial aspect of their brain that if you do this, you will get the outcome that you want. And that can be a hard thing to prove, especially through the subjective experience of I'm trying to work hard, I'm trying to improve my health. My point being, you know, seeing is believing, right? You know, being able to have this non-invasive test strip takes literally like 10 seconds to do the test, to see where you're at. You see objectively like, oh, wow, I have a very light, you know, pink or white strip. You take a couple capsules, you do your spinach juice or however you're trying to get your nitrates. And literally within 60 to 90 minutes, you can retest and see that change in the strip. And honestly, being a supplement junkie for my whole career, most supplements you don't really feel. You know, you're not going to really feel a big difference from taking omega-3s or, you know, a multivitamin even. It's very subtle. Not that it's not working. You know, you're dumping those essential nutrients in the body that you can measure on blood work 3 months down the road. But something that you immediately do feel. Most users, and I can attest to this personally, anecdotally, most users immediately notice improvements with energy, mental clarity. So we see a lot of improvements with how people are feeling very, very quickly. So what's cool though is the test strips really guide the dose, right? I mean, it's great if you can get all of your nitrate from dark green leafy things in your diet, but realistically, not very many people are optimizing their nutrition in that way. Maybe they're working towards it. All the while, your body needs that nitrate. So obviously you can swallow it in a capsule to make it easier. But you know, there might be some days that you don't need as much because you have a pretty healthy pink strip. Other days you might need a little bit more. So it's very empowering to give clinicians and patients this tool they can use at home. They can test themselves. They can figure out what dose they need, because the goal should be to have a pink strip all day, every day. So there's a lot of fun ways to play with it.
Well, and Berkeley Life is a great company, and I love the actual product. I do use it every single day myself, which is great. And I think you brought up a really important point is that, yes, we can try to get a lot of these things from our foods. We can try to get nutrients from our food. At the same time, you know, if you're somebody who've got chronic digestive issues and getting a bunch of leafy greens is really hard for you, you know, and it just maybe doesn't sit well with your gut or digestive system, sometimes supplementing with these things can be helpful. So just know you've got options out there. And this is a great one, at least from a nitric oxide perspective. So Brendan, do you have anything else you want to share in terms of anything we should know about Berkeley Life, nitric oxide, or just that you want to share in general?
Oh gosh, you know, I truly am very passionate about this stuff and the work that we're doing. We have a lot of exciting things in the works, so I'm sure we'll have some great updates as time goes on. But just knowing the audience that you work with, which I think is an amazing and honestly kind of underserved demographic in general, right? I love the work that you're doing of taking this more holistic and functional approach, optimizing bone health and whole body health, right? Because I was just on a call with Nicole and then my friend Carrie Jones, and we were kind of talking about women's health a lot, and especially perimenopausal, postmenopausal, the cardiovascular implications of that I alluded to before, or the osteoporosis that, you know, you're really specializing in. But, you know, women as they're aging, I think that is a demographic that has been underserved and overlooked, especially even in the literature. You know, a lot of scientific literature and human clinical trials, it's a lot of focus on men, but, you know, keeping women's hormones healthy and strong into those later stages of life, keeping their bones strong. So, you know, the strength training and the exercise and the sunlight, the stress management, but promoting healthy nitric oxide is such a huge component of that as well. And so I think what's fun for me, you know, there's coaches like you and I doing that work to provide the education and the and accountability and guidance. And something I'm really passionate about is how can we help them work smarter, not always harder? You know, I recognize compliance change, you know, behavior modification, habit development, that can take time. But if we can leverage the healing power of nitric oxide, we can help people feel better faster and just enhance the efficacy of everything else they're doing. So it makes it a really easy tool to incorporate that just can enhance all these different outcomes.
I love that. Well, I really enjoyed this episode and learning about nitric oxide. You were talking about off air. So we were talking before the episode about how bodybuilding, even 20 something years ago for me, as I was in the Marines, wanting to do the Marines, I was also considering bodybuilding. And I used to look at this Arnold Schwarzenegger encyclopedia, and there was this product, this weightlifting product or supplement that you would take that would help with nitric oxide. And that was one of the things that we were talking about. So it's been around for a long time. You probably wouldn't want to take that specific product that we're talking about every single day, but this one can be a great addition to incorporate. And what I want to make sure I do is you have to have a practitioner account, I believe, to get access to this. I want to give access to everybody here for our audience. You can use my practitioner account to get access to the nitric oxide support. I'm going to link that in the show notes, the Berkeley Life, my personal practitioner account, and you can get access to the product, the supplements, the test strips, all that stuff that can help support healthy nitric oxide levels.
So, love it. This was honestly such a pleasure to talk to you. I feel like we're kind of cut from the same cloth. So very much enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and glad you're here. And you want to share where people can find you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not hard to find. Certainly anybody that's, you know, working with Berkeley, I'll be the kind of main point of contact from an education perspective. My website is metabolicsolutionsllc.com. And then on Instagram, that's just my main channel. It's The Holistic Savage, which is the name of my podcast and stuff, username. But that's where I just put out good education, a lot of stuff on nitric oxide and functional medicine, and just really appreciate it.
I love it. So we'll link those in the show notes. And for everyone listening, again, you can find the practitioner, my practitioner link, pardon me, for Berkeley Life, the nitric oxide stuff. And you can also find Brendan's contact information down in the show notes below. I want to thank you again so much for your time. We'll see you in the next episode. Hope you found this episode of the Bone Coach Show helpful. You can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned over at bonecoach.com. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, be sure to share it with someone you love, a friend, family member, even a group of people. And also be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode that can help you improve your bones, your health, and your future. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com. for more great resources to help you get on the path to stronger bones and an active future. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. I'll see you in the next episode.